A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome back to Deep Dish Radio. I'm Tim Powers. Hey, I'm really grateful for everybody who has been listening. We've been getting a lot of traffic from all over the world, especially in the UK. So if you have picked up our show and you're living in the motherland, thank you very much. Us here in the colonies, we thank you for listening to Deep Dish Radio. But we've got listeners all over Europe and Asia and the Middle East. If you are stationed somewhere in the Middle East, we're really grateful. Thank you so much, not only for your service, but for keeping the world safe for democracy. Absolutely no sarcasm there at all. I'm really grateful for what you're doing and thankful that I can give you a little rest from what you've been dealing with. My guest today, and this is kind of exciting, is somebody that I encountered when I was a wee young man. In 1974, on Saturday morning, the good folks at NBC and Sid and Marty Krofft Entertainment released on the world Land of the Lost. And if you are 6 years old, like I was at that time, and you love dinosaurs, this was the show for you. I don't need to tell you anything about the show other than it was kids and dinosaurs and Saturday morning and just wondrous, weird, incredibly strange things. You can find episodes wherever you like. Well, my guest today portrayed Holly Marshall, the youngest daughter of the Marshall clan, on Land of the Lost from 1974 until December 1976. You'll know her from her braided hair and her red and white checkered shirt. And this was what most people knew Kathy Coleman for. She played Holly Marshall. And I ran into Holly at the recent Long Beach Comics Expo not too long ago. And at that time, she was about to release a book, which is available right now. It's a fantastic book, and you should get your copy. We talk a little bit about that right now in the interview, so I think you will be very happy with what you hear there. Also want to say, listen, if you like what you hear on the show, I need your help. I need you to tell your friends. And if you have a Facebook account, be sure to link to episodes. If you have a Twitter feed, you can follow us at Deep Dish Radio, and you can send episodes to your friends and to your Twitter feed. If you're doing Snapchat, if you're doing Instagram, if you're doing any social media at all, or if you just happen to tell your friends about who we are, that would be great. I would really appreciate that. We love hearing from you. You want to send me an email? My email is tim@deepdishradio.com. That's tim@deepdishradio.com. Or, of course, hit me on the Twitter feed, Tim, or you can hit me on the Twitter feed at Deep Dish Radio. Our friends over at the Charlton Movie have been following us. My friend Ian Lee over in the UK has been in communication with us. It's great. And if they've been a guest on the show and they're social media savvy, they've probably been a part of a conversation that you can be a part of if you follow us in social media. In fact, there's also a Deep Dish Radio Facebook page, so you'll have to look for that. Kathy Coleman's book is called Lost Girl, The Truth and Nothing But the Truth, So Help Me Kathleen, which is her real name, and it tells the story of not only Land of the Lost, but her subsequent life, since we all know that 1974 was a while ago. Kathy had a marriage for a while and two sons, and I happened to catch up with her doing an autograph show, comic book convention. And she was gracious enough to talk with me right there at her table. Now, I got to tell you, if you're familiar with Land of the Lost, she had two life-size Sleestak heads, just plain as the nose on your face, sitting on her table, just big as life. And at the time that I was interviewing her, those Sleestak heads were eye level with me. So these Sleestaks were staring me in the face while I'm looking at Holly Marshall. And let's just say my inner six-year-old was a little disturbed. So it was a great interview. This is kind of a short episode, but I found it in the cans, and I thought you guys might like to hear Kathy Coleman, Holly Marshall, Land of the Lost, right here on Deep Dish Radio. It's coming up right after this. You know, for my generation, every generation has their Annette Funicello. Every generation has their first crush. And for my generation, there are two. There's Susan Olsen, and there's Kathy Coleman. Kathy, from most known, I suppose, to my generation as Holly from Land of the Lost, but so much more. There's I was just listening to you talk to one of your fans, and there's so much great new stuff coming out for us Croft fanboys, coming out from you. So I want to know all about it. You said there's a documentary.
Yes. Okay. Actually, it's going to be really, really cool. It's a cool gift to give to our fans, I think, because what it is Wesley, my brother.
Right.
Phil, who played Chaka.
Right.
And myself. We fly to Wisconsin because we know that the father, Spencer Milligan, lives somewhere in Wisconsin. That's all we know. And we get a van and a camera crew, and this is non-scripted, not like the reality shows that are scripted. This is completely off the hook, and we film it. We find the city that Spencer lives in.
Now, do you do this in character, or you do it as Kathy?
No, just all as right. us.
Because that would be hilarious. Just,
No. It's we go in and out of our personalities, and it's just hysterical. It takes us 3.5 hours to do this drive.
Right.
And it's every emotion, just like in any other family, surfaces. And it'll be a big surprise to some people that, you know, all these things take place, just like in your own homes. Every kind of thing takes place in any family, and we're no different. So there's some anger,
right.
There's some tears, there's some shouting, there's hysterical laughter, there is some loving, beautiful moments that are just as sweet as it gets, you know. So anyway, so that's the documentary. Oh, and by the way,
yes.
We do get there and we knock on his door, and it's up to you geek fans out there that I adore. I just even read something that Bob Dylan said. He goes, "What is corny, by the way?" And I thought, you know what, that's really very lovely.
That's an excellent point.
Yes. What is it? It's the very thing about your personality that makes people fall in love with you. It's your uniqueness. That's
right.
What corny is, you know? So anyway, enough of that. So you're going to like the documentary, I'm sure. It's really good
stuff. And it's going to be available streaming on Amazon?
Yes.
March, April?
In April.
Okay.
In April. And we are, you and I are meeting today on Saturday
right.
at this Long Beach convention.
Right.
And tomorrow night is the final, hands down, done deal on my book that has taken 8 years to complete. And it's finally completed, and that will also be coming to Amazon as soon as we can.
Well, now tell me about the book.
Is this
a behind-the-scenes day in the life?
There's all kinds of stuff about Land of the Lost
right.
in it, but it's really my journey. I started in this business when I was 5 years old,
right?
And it's my journey, and there's There's a lot of twists and turns, and oh my God, you didn't do that, did you? And there's all kinds of stuff. It's, you know. It's
For better or worse, as a former child star, there are a lot of worse headlines you could have been in, you know. So you have survived.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, beautifully.
And you know what? The child actors get a bad rap because they say, oh, because you were in this industry, that's why you did this or that's why you did that.
Right.
You know what? So did the paper boy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think he was the one we got it from. You know what I'm saying? Or the congressman's kid. You know what I mean? It happens across the board. It doesn't matter what, you know,
right,
status your family, you know, sits in. It's a non-prejudicial, you know, thing that occurs. It's called growing up. And
you know, it happens to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so very cool.
Yeah, you know what though? I am. I'm healthy. I'm happy, and I love life.
Every time I see you at these cons, you're deliriously happy talking to fans, which surprises me because I know how nerdy we can be, and I'm sure you get tired of answering the same, you know, same question. What was Dopey really like? I mean, people really want to know.
Right, and yeah. I allow anybody to come up. This is really their show. They come in to meet us, and they can say whatever they want. But eventually, once they've asked pretty much
they're probably questions that you get.
Yeah, the standards. Then I see them go off into this fog of like self-embarrassment, and
right,
I stop them and I say, you know what, now can you tell me some other things about like what are the questions that you will walk away going, God, I'm really glad that she brought that up because we got to talk about something that, you know, stands out, that means something more.
Right.
Like even just you and I right now, you know, we're being totally comfortable with each other, and you will walk away with a different feeling than had you not, you know,
yep,
sat down with me. It's a different, we took some time instead of, you know, what was it like wearing that red shirt for 3 years, you know? It would be like, what would it be like wearing any shirt for 3 years, you know?
Right.
You get sick of it.
Totally,
but it was my, you know, it was my trademark.
Sure, it was, and it was such. I was the right age at the right time. I got to be honest, because it just captured my imagination just at the right time, and the show stayed with me. You know, I'm a fan. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm wondering,
there's
as you
no
grew
shame
up,
in that.
I have no shame of any any of my Croft fandom. None. Love the, you know, love everything they produced. Even Pink Lady and Jeff. I mean, come on. First and foremost, tell me the title of your book so we can look for it.
Okay, it's called, and that is subject to change.
Okay.
But as far as I know, and I've checked with Amazon, and they seem to be okay with it, it's called Lost Girl. But there's a subtitle.
Okay.
The Truth and Nothing But the Truth, So Help Me Kathleen, because my birth name is Kathleen.
Right.
And it's not Kathy.
But the book
and there's
is published
a story
under Kathy
behind, Holmes. Yes.
Okay.
But there's a story behind the name Kathleen, and it's in the book.
Beautiful.
So.
I don't want you to give away too much of the book, but everybody's got Sid and Marty stories. Can you tell us a Sid and Marty story?
Oh, that's the one that's in the book that you definitely have to read. So.
All right. I will take that. How about fan stories? Is that, I mean, I would imagine, if I were guessing, that in the time that you've been doing shows like this, you've probably run into guys my age who are like, Kathy, I got to tell you, I'm a paleontologist because of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
That
what kind of stuff
truth.
Has happened?
Oh, that like melts my heart. I just love that kind of stuff. But I've also had, one of everything. I've one of every kind of story come down the pike. And the one that was just in the top 1 billion that affected me was this young couple. Actually, no, they're a middle-aged couple. They were guided up to my table, and they were in costume. But what I did not know is that they both met each other at a school for the blind, and they had lost use of their vision
right
at the same age. But they had seen Land of the Lost prior to them losing their vision, and they came up and they met me, and they
right
were like, oh my God, can we, they were feeling the Sleestak head, you know? No, because it brought just the feel of it, brought back the
right
memories, you know? Because their vision was shut off at like the age of 12 or something.
Wow.
And that was their common denominator in this school, was that they were Land of the Lost fans. And they came to my table to share the story with me. I was bawling my eyes out because it was so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You know? And the woman, she's touching the back of my hair, and she goes, "Oh, your hair is so long." She goes, "And you're tall." And just... because if they can't see, they can only go by what they can feel. And it was, you know, maybe somebody wouldn't like that somebody was feeling them, but it was okay. That's all they could do. And if they need to feel me to feel me,
right,
then go feel me. You know what I mean? Go for it.
She's not making eye contact with me as she says that, and I understand.
Trust me on this one. But I'm just saying that it was so beautiful. To just share that with them. It was really, really one of those moments that, you know, you think, oh, you people do these shows all the time, yeah, blah, 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 blah. There's a little blah, blah, blah in it because you got to lug all your stuff from the car, right. You know? I mean, that's blah, blah.
I mean, I'm sitting here between two Sleestak heads,
right?
And I can't imagine that, one, they're light, and two, they are prone to being moved around. I do want to know the stories behind them, because if they're 35 years old, that's a hell of a story.
No.
No, they're not. No. Okay. So where did they come from?
One from, I bought this at Dragon Con. A fan brought it up to my table, and I bought it from him.
Okay.
This one was given to me for Christmas last year.
By a fan?
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah. They are, I mean, they're spot on.
I have a beautiful bronze one at home that I don't travel with. But, yeah, fans do some really cool things for me. It's amazing. I try to do it for them though too, you know, so
right.
It's just a constant flow of moving it around, you know, and it may not be to the same person, but you know, somebody else gets a piece of it, you know.
Sure. Have you seen a Holly cosplayer? Have there been Holly cosplayers at any of the conventions that you've been
to? People that dress up like me, you mean? Oh yeah. Oh
really?
Wait, that's a trip and a half. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Tell me
good
about
stuff.
I would love to know that moment when, you know, you're encountering a little, like a 12-year-old braided braided Holly.
Well, usually the ones that I've seen have actually been adults.
Of course.
That, you know, have dressed up like me. But I do know that somebody's told me once that their daughter in a Halloween contest at school, and she was a child, had dressed up like me, you know.
That's fantastic. Well, Kathy, it's a pleasure. We're looking forward to your book. Will you be doing press for your book? And if so, can we work something out?
I think what's going to happen in the beginning, because I don't really know what's going to... This is kind of like too crazy to be talking about.
You
but
wanna...
I think it's a soft release right in the beginning. But there's future plans for it. I hope to see my book done into a movie, really.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
You know, people who have read my book already said, you know, your book should be called Wild, too, because your story's even deeper and more interesting than the movie Wild that just came out with Reese Witherspoon. But I didn't say that. I'm just saying the people who've read my book have said it. So
see, now that opens up a ton of questions that I want to ask.
And
but I
am
can't.
Not. That's right. I'm not answering anymore.
So if you want to know the answers to the questions that are in my head and probably in yours too, you're going to have to pick up this book.
Read the book.
Amazon.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Awesome, Kathy. Welcome to the family. We hope to have you back on the show again real soon.
Okay.
You can leave the Sleestaks at home, because there's an inner 6-year-old in me just creeped out like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
But you're here, so it's okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so
much. I can
much.
Protect you.
Kathy, do you have a website or a Facebook page where people
I'm
can find
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Find Kathy Coleman on Facebook and look for her on Amazon. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Bye, everyone.